CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 8 people still recovering in Boulder, Colorado, and police have a 45-year-old man in custody for allegedly throwing a makeshift flamethrower at them. The suspect yelling "Free Palestine" at the people who had been gathered there, calling for the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. ABC News contributor Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, says it's still early in the investigation.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
2 people are still hospitalized in critical condition. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 31 people were killed at an aid site when Israeli troops opened fire. The IDF soldiers say they fired into the air. Ukraine launching a massive drone offensive deep into Russian territory. The surprise attack said to have been planned for at least 18 months. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials say Wisconsin residents could see additional delays to licensing and professional credentials after state Republicans voted to renew only 5 of the agency's 29 temporary positions. On Thursday, the Budget Writing Committee voted to renew 5 of the positions in the agency's call center and none of the license processing staff positions. Governor Tony Evers had previously called for replacing those temporary positions with 24 permanent positions in his biennial budget proposal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again seeking landowners willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. The program has been offered in the state for over 30 years, and this year's hunt will take place from October 4th to October 12th. Applications to host a hunt through the program can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website and must be submitted by July 1st. To be eligible, interested landowners must have at least 60 acres available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials say they've determined the cause of the brush fire that temporarily shut down Highway 2 in Ashland in early May. According to their investigation, a vehicle that was driving down the highway sparked the fire amid dry conditions. Officials say there was nothing intentional about how the fire started. DNR fire crews and a number of local fire departments managed to contain the blaze before it damaged any nearby structures. The fire burned a total of about 23 acres of grass and swampland. 2 Western Wisconsin Oakleaf clinics are planning to relocate over the next couple of weeks. According to organization officials, a Rice Lake clinic will remain in the area but move to a new facility on Wisconsin Avenue on Monday. The clinic currently located in Cornell will move to a facility in Chippewa Falls on June 9th. Oakleaf clinics officials also say they plan to begin offering urgent care services at the new Rice Lake location beginning on August 4th, which will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekends and holidays. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a 3-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking 3 guys early. I think they all scored, or 2 of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us 2 good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7 under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We're going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and breezy with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Showers and thundershowers tonight and tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
It's our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calda Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, rabbits, 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 it's the beginning of a brand new month and a brand new week. Happy Monday. A lot going on in the world today, lots to talk about. Can we survive a new apartheid engineered by America's elites? Or more appropriately, what's behind this whole attack on USAID? Coming out of, Trump and Musk. This is a weird story. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Also, fascism alert was Representative Gerald Adler's, aide detained and handcuffed as a warning or an intimidation technique? You betcha. I'll tell you all about that. And can we make June 14th the largest march in history? A lot to talk. We've got a video clip here of Malcolm Nance that I think you're going to find fascinating. So a lot to cover here in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump wants to roll back banking regulations. What could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah. And more fascism. Trump moves to get political control of doctors and scientists. In the third hour of our program, a clampdown in Rome, China invading Taiwan, Ukraine fights back. And Rob Pichetta, a reporter with the CNN in UK and Europe, is going to drop by live from Europe to talk about what's the deal in Poland. What just happened there? A right winger just won the presidency. And yet that country also has a prime ministership. So what does all this mean? And what does it mean for, democracy? What does it mean for Ukraine? What does it mean for Russia, et cetera? So a lot to talk about there. But I want to start out with this question of what's going on with USAID. We are now in the midst of one of the greatest preventable mass deaths in world history, modern history. Around two people every minute of every day, day and night, week after week, soon to be year after year, are dying. In the time that it takes me to read you this article, to share this story with you, several dozen children will have died because of actions taken with full knowledge of this consequence by South African immigrant Elon Musk, by Big Balls and his teenage buddies, by Donald Trump and by Marco Rubio. These are children who wanted to live as desperately as do your children and my children, whose parents grieve them every bit as much as we would grieve the loss of our own children, who are dying as I'm speaking to you. And even worse, Musk and Rubio keep lying about the blood on their hands. Nobody knows if Rubio's drinking himself to sleep every night to deal with the guilt, but according to the New York Times, Musk is taking mind-numbing drugs at a level that would make Charles Manson blush. Marco Rubio said, quote, "No one has died because of USAID cuts. No children are dying on my watch." Not true. And Elon Musk, as the New York Times noted in an article that was titled, "Musk says no one has died since aid was cut, that isn't true." Musk said, no one has died as a result of a brief pause to do a sanity check on foreign aid funding. No one. No, not true. Musk has called USAID, this is the agency that administers programs like George W. Bush's PEPFAR, which has literally saved tens of millions of lives, most of them in Africa. Musk has called this agency, USAID, quote, a criminal organization and said that it was, quote, time for it to die. But why? Musk and his family fled white-ruled South Africa back in 1989 as the transition to majority black rule was well underway. Could that have something to do with his antipathy toward USAID? I mean, back in 1986, after overturning Reagan's veto, Congress passed the, quote, Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986, which empowered the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, to play a leading role in undermining South Africa's brutal white supremacist apartheid regime. The program, the effort from USAID was led by a guy named Timothy Bork, no relation to Robert, at least to the best of my knowledge. He was the mission director, general counsel, and director of the Office of the Sahel in West Africa and deputy assistant administrator for the agency, and spent 19 years working on taking down apartheid in South Africa. They were ultimately successful. USAID funded legal assistance for South African political prisoners, including Nelson Mandela, and anti-apartheid activists. USAID supported black trade unions in South Africa, which were central to mass resistance against apartheid. USAID provided resources to community development and education programs that were racially inclusive. And this was all possible because of that piece of legislation, the Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986. It codified sanctions against South Africa and mandated that USAID, or U.S. aid in general, could only support efforts to end apartheid and empower that country's black community, the black majority. USAID implemented this by funding programs that strengthened the capacity of the anti-apartheid opposition. It also funded programs in South Africa that emphasized institution building and human rights education. And the result of this was that USAID played a direct role in bringing democracy to South Africa. True multiracial pluralistic democracy. It helped fund the election infrastructure for the for that country's first democratic elections in 1994. It provided support for the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC. It funded civic education campaigns inside South Africa to help South Africans understand their voting rights. For many of these people, at least the black people of South Africa, this is the first time they'd ever been able to vote. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa during that time was a guy named Princeton Lyman. And he said that the USAID programs were the essential core that built the non-governmental infrastructure in South Africa that led to the end of apartheid. USAID's documents chronicle how over $500 million was spent during that decade of the 80s and early 90s on democracy, governance, education, and civil society to end apartheid in South Africa, and they were successful. Economic sanctions, air travel restrictions, assistance to the victims of apartheid. We did all those things through USAID. Is that why on February 2nd of this year, Elon Musk proudly tweeted about his effort that would eventually lead to the death of millions of children? He said, we spent the weekend feeding USAID into the wood chipper. Could gone to some great parties, did that instead. You know, Bill Gates, I think, had a more rational take on this. He said, the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. I'd love for him to go in and meet the children that have now been infected with HIV because he cut that money. Brooke Nichols is the associate professor of global health at Boston University, and she did the math on this thing, and it looks pretty bulletproof. She created a website, impacttracker.com, and let me just make sure I've got the URL right. I'm sorry, it's impactcounter.com, and it documents the consequences of these cuts and estimates that every hour, 103 people are dying as the result of Musk's cuts to USAID. 103 people every hour. I mean, this should be a, I mean, this is a human tragedy. We should be horrified by it. But weirdly, right-wing groups, white supremacist groups in the United States are actually celebrating this, you know, along with Elon Musk and his buddies. And it's also doing real damage to America's soft power. I mean, we're basically pulling out of parts of the world that really needed the help. And who's stepping in to fill that void? China. We're just handing, you know, large chunks of Africa to China. We're surrendering our political leadership. We're surrendering our moral leadership. And this is, you know, just a tiny amount of money in the federal budget. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. It's just a few billion dollars. Why are we doing this? Why? Is it simply payback to these South African immigrants like Elon Musk or, you know, who led the charge to destroy USAID? Is it because they want to kneecap America's soft power and hand the rest of the world over to Putin and Xi? I mean, was it done as a favor to these dictators? Or was it simply one of Elon Musk's drug-fueled whims? Hey, let's just kill a few million people for fun. I mean, with the death and damage that Musk and Trump and Rubio are causing, which is well documented, few in our media are actually asking this question, why? Why are these men celebrating the death of, so far, at least 300,000 children just in the last couple of months since they put this policy into place? Why are they celebrating this, you know, handing this golden opportunity off to China and Russia? I don't honestly know the reason. I mean, I can only speculate. I think it might have something to do with USAID having ended apartheid in South Africa, but, you know, it's just a guess. So what rationale or logic do you think is behind this? I'll pick up your calls on that in a few minutes. We've got a couple of other stories to share with you, but the number is 202-808-9925. And I'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, fascism alert in Jerry Nadler's office. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. At cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Be sure to check out their sleep gummies. CB Distillery, promo code TOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said nevermore. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival? White greed in a new disguise. As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival? The same old hate in modern style. As children beg for mercy, do you see their hollow eyes? From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud. In boardrooms and in Congress, it's poison to the crowd. Cuts to aid and justice, hearts turn cold as stone. They cheer for silent suffering as Africa stands alone. Can you hear the distant thunder, the cries beneath the lies? A history repeating while the guilty hide. Is this the apartheid revival? White greed in a new disguise. As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival? The same old hate in modern style. As children beg for mercy, do you see their hollow eyes?
past the hour. Congressman Jerry Nadler's office was invaded by ICE officers, apparently, federal officers. They didn't have name tags and refused to give their names. They didn't have a warrant and said they didn't need one. This is very strange. I keep an eye on this. I mean, you know, they're arresting judges. They're going after lawyers. And now they arrested a member of Congress a couple weeks ago. And now they're invading the offices of members of Congress. Jerry Nadler yesterday said the Trump administration is trying to intimidate members of Congress. They're behaving like fascists. He went on to say the Trump administration is really using totalitarian or even authoritarian practices. We have to fight them. We don't want to be a fascist country. I mean, that's amazing. You know, his chief of staff, Jerry Nadler's chief of staff, says it appeared the agents were angry. This isn't a verbatim quote. This is a description from The New York Times. It appeared the agents were angry because members of the congressman's staff had seen the officers detaining migrants in the building, and because advocates who had also witnessed the detentions outside the courtroom had been invited by the staff members into Mr. Nadler's office. This was around 1 o'clock on Wednesday of last week, apparently, that this all happened. No riots, you know, no crisis, but wow, incredible. Meanwhile, Malcolm Nance the just great national security guy. I mean, you know, former national security officer, former spy, essentially. He's speaking out, shall we say, loudly about the importance of June 14th. This, you know, what, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks from Saturday, that there's going to be, you know, Trump is going to be having his birthday party in Washington, D.C., and he's going to have the troops going by and the tanks going by and the missiles and all this. You know, it's going to be a South Korea, you know, kind of Stalin Moscow kind of thing. But Malcolm Nance has some thoughts on that, which I will share with you on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls at 202-808-9925. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So why do you think Elon and his and Big Balls and their buddies have destroyed the U.S. Agency for International Law?
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments.
So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we're joined by dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser as we start the annual Show of Appreciation, who make June Dairy Month possible.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. State Democrats have introduced legislation to amend language in the state constitution to better reflect the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage. In addition to further solidifying the legalization of gay marriage in the state, lawmakers have also introduced the Marriage and Family Equality Act. That legislation is meant to update the language in state laws surrounding same-sex marriage and parental rights, making them more gender neutral. The bills are currently being circulated for co-sponsorship in the state legislature. State Republicans are proposing an increase in state payments to individual municipalities to cover the expenses of providing services like fire, law enforcement, and sanitation to state buildings. Governor Tony Evers included a $17 million increase for the Municipal Service Payments Program in his proposed biennial state budget, but Republican lawmakers are proposing a $31 million increase. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement. Superior officials celebrated the grand opening of a newly restored commercial shipping dock on Wednesday. The dock rehabilitation project cost a total of roughly $28 million, with state and federal grants contributing about $15 million. It will also allow C. Rice Co. to relocate its shipping operations from across the state line in Duluth to the new dock in Superior, which has not been used in 30 years. City officials say the new dock will make shipping operations for the company more efficient, add good jobs, and generate more economic impact. Shell Lake School District Superintendent Todd Fellhofer recently provided another update on the district's financial situation after failing to pass a referendum in the November and April elections. The district proposed a four-year non-recurring operational referendum in both elections, which failed each time. Officials have been working with State Senator Romaine Quinn to seek additional funding as it faces a budget deficit that could result in significant cuts. District officials also say a federal mental health grant is set to expire earlier than anticipated. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We're going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and breezy with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Showers and thundershowers tonight and tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So Malcolm Nance, who's been a guest on this program many times, we should probably get him on more often. He's just a great guy. Really knows his national security stuff. He's calling for a second American Revolution, essentially, a bloodless one, a peaceful one, to be launched on June 14th. I have great hopes for that day and some concerns as well. But here's what Malcolm Nance has to say.
This combat veteran swore an oath to the Constitution, not a lying dictator. I'm part of a coalition that is calling for June 14th to be the single largest day of protest in American history. It's the second American Revolution. It is peaceful. It is people power that we decide as the people, that we have no kings ever. And that's what June 14th is. No King's Day. I'm asking every person here to commit themselves, their family, their friends, and most importantly, their children. I love this country. I'm begging you, commit to saving this country. Turn out your friends on June 14th. Turn out your relatives. We are the people. We are the people.
There you go. No King's Day. And FAFO, right? Yes, indeed. Beep around and find out. So, what's on your mind? What say you about all this? And why do you think that they destroyed USAID? And obviously, they're taking a meat axe to the rest of government, too. But that was the most conspicuous thing. I mean, they actually took that agency down, emptied the building that it was in of them, took the sign off the front of the building. I mean, this was a concerted and very systematic. I was going to say vicious. I'm not, you know, I guess I haven't seen that kind of enthusiasm, but something, you know, something's going on here. Why? So anyhow, what's on your mind today? Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up?
I read your article previously to the show today concerning the apartheid. And once again, as always, you provide a historical perspective that puts many things to light. But I doubt too many people even take the time to read an article like that. But the reason I called, sir, is that I attended the Memorial Day honorarium at Fort Vancouver. I live in the Hudson Bay neighborhood here in Vancouver, Washington, for your listeners. And this neighborhood was established in 1824. And Fort Vancouver is a national historic site. Mm-hmm. For the last 6 years, I've been taking my father's shadow box down to the ceremony. And I've usually gotten, you know, supportive feedback and everything else. And when I went down this year, the attendance was not like it had been previously. And I really didn't get any feedback until one lady saw me standing with the shadow box. And she said, well, I'm sorry for your loss. And I said, well, my father, a retired major in the Army, was a decorated veteran of World War II in Korea. And I said, he fought for the rights and freedoms that are being taken away from us now by a multiple-time draft dodger who calls our veterans losers and suckers. And so here it comes. Mm. She said, I just don't know about that. You know, I think that's fake news. And, you know, Trump really respects our veterans. And I said, ma'am, all due respect, I used to work for a CBS affiliate here in my neck of the woods. I worked in the news department. That's what he said. That's what he did. He even called a prisoner of war, John McCain, denigrated him. And I said, I don't understand your perspective. And then she starts in with the asking me if my soul has been saved and if I found Jesus.
No more.
And, you know, I walked away. I never felt so, I don't know, I can't say dirty, but I'm disappointed.
Disheartened.
I just don't. I mean, if this is what the sane and empathetic part of our culture is coming to, I don't know.
It's a cult, I'm a child. Charles. These people are a cult, and they're being led by the same kind of false messiah cult leaders, like, you know, Jim Jones and all these other guys, you know, and Billy Graham's corrupt son now, and Jerry Falwell's son. You know, they're in it for the money. And although I'm talking about the cult leaders, the people like Sean Hannity, you know, the people who are on Fox News all the time, you know, just dragging people into this cult and continuously indoctrinating them. It's a real tragedy. It really is. And Trump is cutting veterans programs radically.
I know. You just can't talk sense to some of these people.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what to say, Tom, other than I'll be calling you again later in the week if I can get through concerning another issue. But for now, I'll say thank you once again. I really appreciate your show and you bringing the truth to light for people.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks for your kind words. We ask people to only call once a week, but I look forward to talking to you again soon. So
thank you, sir. Very kind.
Thank you very much. Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I recently called in about the red herring $400 million plane used to distract the world from the fact that the Saudis had just bailed out our military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Trump has alienated our allies and crushed our economy. Anyways, I also called several months ago about the imminent apartheid being planned by world elites for about 99% of the planet by accelerating and fueling climate change and thus weaponizing it against the bottom 99%. I also mentioned about how I believe that the fact that the world elites were trying to secure Greenland to be the Noah's Ark of the billionaire class while the rest of us perish in the collapse of civilization and the ravages of peak climate change. And again, the people who destroy the planet, not them, how feel that they are entitled to survive the worst of climate change in Greenland while the rest of us perish. I believe everything from the $500 million gold visas to what's been going on from the Saudis to Putin to Trump, etc.
Yeah.
So I really do think this is a bigger thing than just our country. It's part of Putin's new world order, like he bragged about the day after Trump was elected. I really do think these are all things that are moving chess pieces that are moving very quickly, and most people are still focused on the nose. The bigger plan, I think, is just Trump knows climate change is real. The billionaires basically are denying it because they're like, why spend trillions fighting climate change and on safety net programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security?
Some of the billionaires who are funding, you know, most of this damage are fossil fuel billionaires themselves.
Exactly.
And you know, so there's an obvious motivation there. Yeah. Excellent points, Juan. Thank you.
I checked the dots on the Venezuela thing because, yeah, I think the billionaires, especially with the energy thing, I think the biggest crime is nationalizing energy, so that and using it for the people. Ultimately, the issue.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, but it should.
Yeah.
I mean, we should.
Let me just say the one thing about meeting LGBTQ community.
Juan, I'm sorry, your phone is just breaking up terribly. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Happy June, Mr. Hartman.
Hey, Nicholas. Thank you.
Maybe this will be the month when Trump has brought a good deal more to heel, and an unlucky month for him and a lucky month for the rest of us. Just a real quick call today in regards to questions to why the anathema against USAID, this vicious takedown of an agency that has been instrumental in helping so many people worldwide for so long. I don't think we need to look terribly far, stretch very hard, looking for complicated or sophisticated reasons behind it. I think it's staring us straight in the face, and I think it is simple racism. Most of the USAID money has went to people of color, and I truly think that the people behind the takedown, Musk, basically, who is, let's face it, a racist, apartheid apparatchik, I think they simply made a decision in their sick minds a long time ago that little black children being infected with AIDS simply don't matter. It's just little black kids. Who cares? The world doesn't need them. Too many of them already. Africa's full of them. I think it is as simple as that, and I think it is as disgusting as that.
I think you're right.
I don't think we need...
I think you're right.
That's so sad, though, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
At this point in time, in the 21st century, here we are, you know, marching along a quarter of the way into the 21st century, and we're still having to deal with things as basic as hateful racism. One of the most stupid things in the world. You, I, everybody we know have known people of color, Asian, Latino, black, and we've known most every one of them to be marvelous, good, kind, and generous people. And yet the people out there in the world who do not regard them as even equal to themselves, themselves being pretty low down in that pyramid, if you ask me.
Yeah, I get it. I think you're absolutely right, Nicholas. I think it's my personal opinion, and I have very little evidence to back this up other than just my observations, is that part of why Musk was so enthusiastic about destroying USAID is because USAID ended apartheid in South Africa, which is what caused his family to flee the country, apparently.
It's just racism.
Yeah, just simple racism. Nicholas, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summer Fest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently reported on county supervisors in Shasta County, California, still clinging to debunked 2020 election fraud claims by President Trump and his allies. May 29th, a Colorado man was sentenced to 3 years in prison for threats he made to top Colorado and Arizona election officials, fueled by those same claims.
Teak Ty Brockbank of Cortez, Colorado, pleaded guilty in federal district court last fall for threatening to, quote, hang by the neck Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and former Arizona Secretary of State and now Governor Katie Hobbs. He also threatened a judge presiding in a separate DUI case and threatened to shoot federal agents if they stepped on his property. Brockbank asked for leniency during the sentencing, blaming consumption of alcohol and online conspiracy theories for his actions, according to the Associated Press. The Brennan Center for Justice found in a 2024 survey that 38% of election officials have been subjected to threats. A Princeton University Bridging Divides tracker found 90 threats to election workers last year alone. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice Division, which prosecuted Brockbank, the Public Integrity Division, has largely been dismantled under Trump's Ending the Weaponization of the Federal Government executive order. The division has been reduced from 30 lawyers to only 5 under Attorney General Pam Bondi. We have the DOJ's details of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen their bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time. Just go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Over 5 million jars sold, 8 million five-star reviews. That's GET, getnativepath.com/Tom. Bend and the strong man takes a whisper here, a favor there. America's enemies pull up a chair. Spies, secrets, and sabotage selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast while traitors at home do the most. Two minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Frank in L.A. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Good morning, O.M.
Hey.
How's my audio?
Just fine. Thank you, Frank. What's on your mind?
I have two questions, Tom. Would Israel's problems go away with a two-state solution?
Probably not. Why?
Well, I wish it would.
Well, I think the biggest problem Israel has right now is not external enemies. You know, I mean, Hamas is a continuing problem, but I think the biggest problem they have right now is they've got a neo-fascist running their country. A corrupt one.
Okay, question number two. Is Trump the first president to combat anti-Semitism?
Well, define combat anti-Semitism. For that matter, define anti-Semitism. I think that the Trump administration is using anti-Semitism as a descriptor for people who are objecting to the foreign policy of a U.S. ally. And I think that's just wrong.
Yeah, well, Trump doesn't seem to know the difference between being anti-Israel and anti-Jew. So.
Exactly. Anti-Semitism is bias against Jews. Being opposed to Israel's foreign policy or their policy in Gaza has nothing to do with liking or not liking or hating or not hating Jews, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I realize there's some overlap, obviously, but I think the majority of the people who have been speaking out, and now you've got the thought police. You got the Trump administration actually going through people's social media, and they arrested that one woman and put her in a prison in Louisiana, and I'm guessing she's not the only one, simply for writing an op-ed criticizing Israel. It's just wrong, Frank. It's just wrong. Frank, thanks for the call. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Yeah. Hey, on the 14th, no President's Day, I just want to say to everybody out there, try to arrange taco trucks.
It's no King's Day, by the way. But yeah, taco trucks.
Yeah, no King's Day, yes. But wouldn't it be great to also have taco trucks, you know, a little extra.
I wonder how many people are going to show up in like homemade taco, costumes.
That would be good, too. I think a lot of costume shops actually do sell taco costumes.
Yeah.
Hint, everybody.
Yeah, you've seen the memes, I'm assuming, you know, all
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, a ton of them.
Yeah,
and there's one guy that went to Taco Bell and ordered the DJT special. It was two Dorito Locos chicken tacos.
Get it. Chip, thank you. That's a good one. Thank you. Randy in Bainbridge Island. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This is about USAID, but I think it goes beyond that. I think it comes down to greed. I think it comes down to lack of empathy. And I think it comes down to privilege.
Well,
and why I say
let's deal with those one at a time. I mean, you say greed, but the USAID budget was only, I think, $44 billion. I mean, that's a rounding error. That's you know, a day's consumption by the Pentagon. It's nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's about the budget, Tom. I think it's about the lack of empathy. So a quick story. My sister, unfortunately, is a big Trump activist, and her husband as well. And I was sitting around the table with him one night, and he said to me, literally to my face, what would make the world great is if 7.5 billion people died and the 500 million left over would have a big party with all the resources.
Wow.
And so I think letting people die, whether that's Medicare or that's USAID or whatever, and getting the quote weak or unproductive or whatever, you know, language they might use is really a dangerous mindset.
I agree with you, Randy. I wrote an op-ed about this a couple of weeks ago calling it eugenics, you know, a new form of eugenics. So, you know, let's remove the weak and just leave the strong. And yeah, I think you've nailed it. And, you know, with a huge racial component. Randy, thank you. Thanks for the call. So can Trump roll back these banking regulations? What could possibly go wrong? Let's just take America back to where we were regulation-wise in 2007. You ready for 2008 all over again?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, eight people are recovering after what police call a targeted attack on a Jewish group gathering in support of freeing hostages in Gaza. Police say the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower into the crowd and that the suspect allegedly yelled "Free Palestine" during that attack. Boulder police stopping short of calling the attack terrorism. The FBI is calling it that. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the definition of a terror attack could apply.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
Two victims remain in critical condition. Lawmakers back on Capitol Hill. The Senate scheduled to begin debate on the sweeping reconciliation package already passed by the House. And in New York, Sean Diddy Combs' former personal assistant returned to the witness stand today at the former music mogul's sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News.